I might have the best athletic feet in the history of the world, so there's that. No, it's completely different. So it's kind of cool. I mean, yesterday during a walkthrough, I was trying to, you know, I try to like equate things to what I've done in the past, what I know, and the different term. And I just had to like scrap that. And I was texting my wife last night. I'm like, this is like, you know, college football again, just learning a whole new system. I'm at home studying my playbook. I haven't done that in 10 years. And so it's fun. It's energetic. It's really cool. It's a totally different, you know, style. I don't have to hit people every single time, which is kind of nice too. So, you know, I can actually think better. But it's a completely different position, and it's fun. And you know, just the matchups I think it creates, and the concepts are, and it's cool. And like I said, and our coaching staff, the way they break it down piece by piece, it comes together pretty easy.
What's the difficulties of it for you?
Which it's more, you know, total football knowledge, right? So as D-line, I really don't have to understand the entirety of the formation. I really am just focused on, you know, kind of what the core is doing. And then I can get most of my keys from, you know, from a tackle or something like that. And this, you know, if I got a cover and stuff like that, there's concepts to a defensive route concepts and stuff you got to kind of understand. So I think that's probably the biggest thing, is just the cover stuff. The rush aspect is going to be the same. It's just, you know, repetitions of getting off the ball in a two-point stance versus a three-point stance. But the matchups it's going to create are going to be cool. I think you're going to have a lot more one-on-one opportunities. I think you're going to have a lot more, you know, I think mismatches on whether, depending on what the O-line does, you know, as far as blocking schemes, whether they're going to, you know, isolate you one-on-one with the tackle or try to send it back on you. So that part's fun. But again, it's just kind of building that muscle memory. And then on the plays you got to cover, it's not like a fire zone dropping at 3-4 where you're just kind of eating up space. Like, you literally have to cover somebody, or otherwise you're going to, that touchdown's on me. And then you guys are going to write bad stuff about us.
Was there any hesitation or intrepidation on your part about moving?
No, you know, I think, you know, I, not, no, I think just because of the staff they brought in. You know, when I talked to Coach and you know, obviously Clint Hurt, I had him last year. Guy, I love. I think he's gonna be a hell of a coach in this league. And so after just talking with him, to communicate, lines of communication have always been open. You know, what do you guys expect from me in this role, and how are we gonna get there? You know, for me, I can play anything. I just need reps at it and teach me, and I love the game of football. So I love to constantly learn, and so the communication's been open, and I mean, once I talked to everybody and understood kind of where we were going and what we wanted to do, it was more exciting. It was one of those things where, you know, it's sometimes things can get stagnant, you know, and it just kind of really, really refreshed me, especially coming off from last year, man, where mentally, I'd be real honest, mentally was kind of just, I never really experienced that in my career, and I had to own that, you know. It was just like, and I told the guys, you know, that wasn't me, and you know, to be back and to be challenged mentally and be a part of something that is, it's bigger than just, you know, individuals. It's truly a team, but the entire energy is different around here, and it's really cool just to walk in here, and so that breeds that competition and just excitement. So for me, it's just kind of, you know, at 12 years in to kind of start over, it's kind of cool.
Have you had to change your body or your training at all?
Is that a fat joke? I take offense to that. I thought I always had a linebacker body. No, yeah, I'm wearing a belly sweater to trying to get rid of loose skin. 33 now. I've been at 255 for years. So that's one thing I asked them. I asked them what weight you want me at. They thought I was fine.
Jared, do you feel like in some ways you've kind of maybe went from mentor to mentee now that you're playing a new position?
Yeah, it's kind of cool, but you know, there's on different levels. Like now, I pick Lamar's brain about a lot of stuff, and Parnell and stuff like that. And you know, I got my iPads full of, you know, Alden Smith film, you know, Ware film. For me, as a student, as a fan of the game, I get to watch guys now that I respect as rushers, because now their craft is pertinent to me. You know, sometimes, you know, I can't watch what certain players are doing because, you know, the difference is a style, right? And now I can go back and watch film on like Justin Houston and Tamba and all these guys and see, you know, how they attack in the 3-4, how standing up, because there's some different angle, there's some angle differences versus being in a stance and being on your feet. So but from a pass rush standpoint, yeah, I'm still working with these guys and teaching them how, you know, just always, you know, that's obviously something I know really, really well. But it is cool, you know, Parnell the other day would give me a tip, and I was like, oh, that makes so much sense, and things kind of clicked. And then yesterday afternoon it kind of slowed down for me. I can catch. Yeah, it dropped a pick, but I really can't catch. But it's a different dynamic. You know what I mean? Because at the same time, you don't necessarily have that responsibility to make sure everybody below you is is on the same page, but you still do, because I have to be on that same page. I have to be above, but, you know, I get to pick everybody's brain, so it's fun.
You said there's a different energy around here. Is it just because there's so much change, or is that coming from Fox?
It's top down, absolutely. Absolutely. You just walk in the building, and it's a fun, conducive. I mean, we were like 12 hours yesterday, and, you know, I didn't hear one person gripe. And, you know, heck, and everybody's busting my chops. Like, you actually came back for a voluntary minicamp? But it's just fun. I think everybody, sometimes when you go through just misery, you see the light, and everybody has to take ownership. For all the guys that are still here, we have to take ownership of our part in that. And I think everybody did that. And then you got a guy like Coach Fox and Fangio. I mean, you look at the staff, right? They've had success everywhere they go. And so that's all we really want. We want to have success. We want to be put in a position to have success. So, I mean, it's kind of instantaneous bought-in. You know, it's just like, let's go. And that's why I got to meet with Foxy and Pace out of the owners' meetings a little bit. That's what I said, listen, I'm all in. Whatever you guys need from me, let's go do it. I've always had so much respect for him as a coach and getting to know him over the years, you know, through Pro Bowls and mutual friends, that, you know, have an opportunity to play for a guy like that. And then, you know, if you haven't been a fan of defense in the last 10 years, I mean, Vic Fangio is one of the greatest, you know, defensive minds that our game has right now. So it's awesome. It really is fun, and it's kind of, like I said, it's kind of a new energy.
Would you normally not take part in voluntary in the past?
Well, I haven't really. I've only been a part of one voluntary, you know, where you get the extra mini camp.
Yeah.
But yeah, when I was in Minnesota, you know, Frazier went to the head coach, and I was like, coach, I'll see you when I see you. I've been there for a lifetime already.
So, Jared, what was the thinking this time around?
Learning. And let these guys know where I'm at. You know, I've been home training with my trainers again, which is nice. And my typical off season has been cool, and letting them know and them supporting that. And but just learning and understanding that this is a totally new position. And so that's, I'm just studying and trying to get, you know, to where now when we get to the other, when we get to another, you know, mini camp, I'm not relearning. You know, by the time we get to training camp, I got this down, and we're all ready to roll.